In the Chonish we have two mitzvahs that are very similar. Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim, once a year on Leil Pesach, to tell all Perol and Nisim in the floors. And the other mitzvah is to tell over about Maimon Har Sinai. V'hidaitem levanecha v'levnei banecha yom asher amata l'fnei Hashem alakecha b'choriv. What's so significant about telling over the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Maimon Har Sinai? All of the Ikari HaAmuna we demonstrated to Bnei Yisrael on these two occasions. In fact, the Psukim say in Chumash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to suspend Paro's Bechir HaChavshes, Anochi Hechbarti as Liboi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'derech HaTeva, Paro probably would have given in after the first Makkah. Why do you want to suffer so much? HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended his Bechir HaChavshes, and he should refuse to let Bnei Israel go. Why? What purpose? Leman revokes Mavsad the Eretz Mitzrayim, in order that I will do Mo Nisim, and what's the purpose of Mo Nisim? The Rabban Shalom doesn't like to change Chukei HaTeva. The Pasuk appears three times in Tanakh, Choik Nosan, Velo Yavar, Velo Yavar, Kodesh Baruch Hu made Chukei HaTeva. He himself doesn't want to violate the Chukei HaTeva. Answer is, the purpose of the Nisim and its laws was V'yidaitem Ki'ani Hashem. That's what the Pesukim read. So there was a Chassidish Rebbe years ago, centuries ago, the Bnei Yisoschar. He wrote quite a few additional svarim. Bnei Yisoschar is mainly a Chassidus. Then he has a sefer, Derech Pikudecha. It's sort of a sefer HaMitzvahs. It starts from Piri Berivya and Bris Mila and Gid Anoshe. Then it goes to the middle of Mishpatim. After about 55 mitzvahs or so, this sefer ends. The Chassidim are not sure whether he never wrote the rest or the rest was lost, but that's all we have that was printed so far, is till the middle of Parshas Mishpatim. But in that sefer, he talks a little bit about them, each one of the mitzvahs. He's one of the 55 or so mitzvahs. He quotes from the sefer Halachas Ketanos. That was a sefer written in hundreds, I think. Sefer Halachas Ketanos writes that the main purpose of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night is to tell over the Ikari HaAmunah, to tell over the stories of Yitzias Mitzrayim in order to demonstrate to the children all the Ikari HaAmunah. That's what the Ibn Ezra points out on the opening Pasuk on Seres HaDibros. Ibn Ezra quotes from Yudah Levi. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Anochi Hashem Malkecha Shehotzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Shehutzei Anochi Hashem Malkecha Shebarosi Shamayim Vo'oretz? That's Rabbi Yudah Levi's question. So the Ibn Ezra says he thinks the answer is Poshid. Bria Shamayim Vo'oretz wasn't witnessed by the Jewish people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that he's the one who created the world. But Yitzias Mitzrayim we witnessed. So that the Rabban Shalom says, you saw with your own two eyes that there is a power not part of this world that's in control of everything in the world. And the Chazal had a tradition that kol makah makah sheva kadosh bocha amitzim in Mitzrayim vaysu shal arba makah so shal chamish makas, at either four parts or five parts. So the Abu Dram explains that the Tanoim felt like we know today that there's an atomic system. There's so many atoms. And everything in the world consists of a combination of different amount of atoms all combined together. So they had such an idea also. They thought that everything in the world, there are four parts, Esh, Ruach, Mayim, Ofer. And then there's a quintessential, there's a fifth essence, that's an essence of Ruchnias. So that was the Machloekes HaTanaim, whether each one of the Esam Makas, Hoysu Shal Arba Makas, each one of the Makas violated all the rules of nature, or it even each one of the Makas even violated the rules of Lamaila Manateva, of the fifth essence of Ruchnias, spirituality. The fact that there was a power, must be a Bari Olam, who created the world, therefore he has full control over the world. He knows what's happening, and he's a good God, and he rewards the righteous, and he punishes the evil people. There's Schar B'Yainish, and there's such a thing as Nevuah. Nevuah means that there's communication between, there can be communication between the Ribbono Shel Olam and man. Many philosophers thought that it's impossible, logically it's impossible to have such a thing as Tefillah or Nevuah. How can man communicate to God? How can God communicate with man? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, man is finite, logically inconsistent. How can it be that they can communicate? Akasha Famaisa. But we know that there was Nevuah, and the Nevuah was Emes. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, they both gave Nevuah, and everything came true exactly as predicted. And the same as Nevuah is Tefillah. Man can communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can communicate with man. And all the Ikar Emunah were demonstrated that Hashem is in control of the world. And all the Velahem also Shvatim, all the Avodah Zarahs, were all broken on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what we say in the Pirkei Tehillim when we speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So these are all the Ikar Emunah. So that's why it's so important to tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim at least once a year by Rishus. And also the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah thinks that to tell over Kriyas HaTorah about Maimon HaSinai at least like once a year. We read three times a year. We read on Parshas Yisro, and on Parshas Vayeschanan, and then on Shavuos. So three times a year we read about Maimon HaSinai. But just like Yetzias Mitzrayim is once a year, we tell Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, we got it to Levincha. So once a year, you have to, at least once a year, you have to tell the story about Maimon HaSinai. The main mitzvah that we have, that we use, that enables us to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the mitzvah of matzah. We spoke last week about Baba Zela Amati. You have to have some mitzvah, Menatorah, to be able to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, by way of explaining why we do that mitzvah. So because matzah bismanazez deraisa, that was a machloikis in the days of the Gemara. Mara bismanazez, they all agreed, it's only midirabon. Mara is only deraisa bismanamigosh. And matzah was a big machloikis samaroim. So we pass on lalocha that matzah bismanazez deraisa. So therefore, CPTS Mitzrayim is also deraisa. So what's exactly the din of matzah? So the Gemara points out, based on the pasuk on chumash matzah, has to be lechem onim. The first step, it has to be lechem. What's the definition of lechem? So first of all, lechem has to have turisa dinahamo. That's an Aramaic expression. If you would say that in Hebrew, it would be tzuras hapas. But there are two halachas of tzuras hapas. One is on the level of the raisa, one is on the level of the rabban. So tzuras hapas means like this. Let's have, we know the din, we recite Bar Amina Mezainis over cake and cookies, and at the end, after eating the cake and the cookies, we recite Ala Michya. What if you eat a ton of cake, eat three cakes? So if you eat Kedei Sviya of cake, then you have to wash Netilas Yadayim, you have to Samoitzi, you have to recite Brichas HaMazon. So the difference between whether you kaver suda or not is with respect to three dinim de rabbanim. Until the sedaim is only with the rabbanim. The difference between bari minim and zaynis and amoitzi is only with the rabbanim. And many rishonim assume that if you would eat bread, where it's a biblical mitzvah to recite berachas hamazon, that's the pasuk lechem asher eretz chita v'sora v'gefen and teina v'nim and eretz eishem adavash. The pasuk in Chumash Devarim lists off the Shibbos Aminim, Shenishtapcha Behem Eretz Yisrael, and then there's a big semicolon, and then you have the continued phrase, Eretz Hashalav B'miskenes Tachal Balach Me'achal Tevesavot Tevirach Dos Hashem Alakech. So we hold l'halacha that Birchus HaMazon is only minatar after you have bread k'dei sviya. One Tana was of the opinion that if you have any of the Shivas Aminim Kedei Sviya, you're obligated men on Torah to bench Birchas HaMazon. We haven't accepted that opinion. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, even if you have vegetables, not from the Shivas Aminim, a filling meal, you're obligated to recite Birchas HaMazon. We don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion either. We paskin that Eretz Hipsik Leinim says first, Eretz Chit of Asara Geffen, Eretz Eisham Radvash, major semicolon. Then it says, Eretz Hipsik Leinim, Eretz HaShalabrim, Skenet, the Chalbalech, Vechalta Vesavata Verachto, that Vechalta Vesavata Verachto only goes on the Lechem. The one who eats Lechem, Kedei Sviya, is obligated to bench Birchas HaMazon and Atar. So many Rishonim are of the opinion, Menatura, if you would say Alam Michia, you would also be Eitzei. The fact that we recite three different brachas, four different brachas, Azonis HaKol, and Nodelucha, and Rachem, for the Birchas HaMazon, then the Gemara says Atar Vametiv is Midirabbanon, it's not even part of Birchas HaMazon Midirabbanon, it's a separate bracha that we recite after the conclusion of the Birchas HaMazon. It's not the fourth bracha of Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon has three brachas, and Teva Meitiv is a bracha recited after the conclusion of the Birchas HaMazon. So in HaTorah, if you would say Alam Michia, you would be Yotzei. So the difference between cake and bread is that the cake doesn't have Turisa de Nahama, doesn't have Tzuras HaPas, and the bread does. But the Gemara uses that expression, Tzuras HaPas, in a different meaning. There are two kinds of, the same expression has two different meanings. In order to be chayv and chalav, it also says, when you eat lechem in Eretz Yisrael, we're obligated to be mafresh chalav. We live in America with mafresh chalav, that's a derabbanon on top of a derabbanon. That's only a derabbanon. And because even in Eretz itself, chalav today is only a derabbanon. That's the Gemara Ksubis in the second parak. Even if you hold that Trumas and Marsis in Eretz Yisrael today is their Isa, but Chala is only midirabbanon. That's how the Gemara says so. Chala tzchutz forts at the Rabbanon on top of the Rabbanon. So the Gemara and Pchorus and Av Chavav has a whole list of kulas. Because Chala tzchutz lords is a lower level of the Rabbanon, so you have a whole list of kulas. But the Din Menator is the only Chai v'Chala if you eat Bachol Chemelechem Ha'aretz from Eretz Yisrael. So what's the definition of Lechem? So the din is that you have to be mafresh challah from bread, cake, and cookies also. If you're making wheatina or farina or oatmeal cereal that pours, it's not a loaf shape. It's not a solid. It's a liquidy thing. So that's not chayv challah. And that's never, he can eat a ton of Cheerios and a ton of Wheaties. It's not a loaf shape. There's no tzuras hapas. So that's never going to be chayv challah. Then you have cake and cookies. Have a tzuras hapas. It has a shtickle loaf shape. A cake has a loaf shape. But it's eaten usually as a snack. So that doesn't have a tzuras hapas with respect to the three din in the Rabbanan. With respect to the din of hamotzi versus mezonos. With respect to the tildes adayim. With respect to birchas hamazon as opposed to alam michya. So it has the first tzuras hapas it has the loaf shape. And that's on the level of the Raisa, that's Chayv and Chalav. Chayv b'chochem elechem ha'aretz. With respect to the Dinim derabbanan, the Amoitzi with the Tilis HaDaim, Birchas HaMazon versus Alamichi, it doesn't have Tzuras HaPas. It doesn't look like a filling, something that you eat to fill you up for a meal. Looks like a snack. But then if you kaveh suda on the cake, then it becomes Amoitzi with the Tilis HaDaim and Birchas HaMazon. So the first din is that the matzah has to be lechem, has to have tzuras hapas. And how do you define lechem? Let's say you use potato starch. On Pesach, many people use potato starch in their cakes and cookies. So that's not called lechem. Why not? So the Gemara says that when you mix flour with water and you let it rise, you let it sit for a while. If you only let it sit for less than a shear mil, Mishnah Berurah assumes that a shear mil is 18 minutes. Professor Leo Levy in his sefer about Zmane Hayom B'Halacha, he shows from the Gemara, the way we usually read the Gemara, that the shear mil is 22 and a half minutes. That's a problem. Mishnah Berurah many times assumes that a shear mil is only 18 minutes. That's problematic. Should really be 22 and a half minutes. Based on the Gemara, in the end of Psochem, the Gemara makes the calculation How far away is Derech Rechaika? The Gemara tells you how many mil a person would be able to walk in the course of a day. So when that Gemara comes out, that is 22 and a half minutes. So again, so the Gemara says, mix flour with water, and you bake it quickly, and you didn't let it sit for 18 minutes without any hisaskus, then it doesn't have a chance that it can be chametz. It'll begin to think about becoming chametz after 18 minutes. It's going to take longer than 18 minutes. Then the Gemara says that chametz is a process. When the process begins, tchilas chametz process, that's what we call se'or. In the Chumash, you have se'or, the yeast, the solid chunk of yeast that you use to throw into the flour with the water to hasten the rising of the dough. But in the Mishnayos, there's the word se'or, shin yud alav abresh, and se'or means the beginning of the chametz process. And then the process doesn't begin until after 18 minutes. For sure, after 18 minutes. And then if you let it sit long enough, then it'll become chimutz. The Gemar HaChimutz process is called chametz. You only chayv kares if you eat chametz dog and gomer, chimutz. If you only ate seyar, that's a machlokes from there, a beauty, whether that's an isa deraisa or an isa derabbanan. And the chimutz process begins. So in order to be obligated to bench birchas hamazon and deraisa, has to be lechem. In order to be chayv and chalat, says, in order to be yotzei matzah, it has to be lechem. So what's the definition of lechem? You have to use flour from a grain that's bole de chimutz. So if you use potato starch, or let's say you use rice, you grind up rice and you mix it with water, you let it sit, so that'll have a chemical reaction, but the Gemara says we wouldn't call that chemical reaction chimutz, we would call that sirchon. It's a different chemical reaction. And that was a machloikis hatanoim, Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri in the Chachamim, how many grains are there that are boim lede chimutz? So the psak hamakubo was there only five, chit v'sara, shibaylu shul shipon, the wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. Are the five grains, and the potato starch is not bole de chimutz. It's a different chemical reaction. How could it be? The Rishalmi raises the question: How is it possible that there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in Metzias? It doesn't make any sense. Why didn't they experiment? Why didn't they let the rice? You should mix rice with water and let it sit, and the Tanoim should stand and look at it to determine whether it's a reaction of chimutz or it's a reaction of sirchon. How can they have a machlokes, but it's bole de chimutz? Yishalmi asked that kasha. So Yishalmi answers, they did experiment, and they were looking at the same rice with the water, and that was what they had a machlokes. Is that called chimutz or is that called sirchon? Where do you draw the line between these two chemical reactions? That's what the Ramban picked up from that Yerushalmi, that in yeshivas today, everybody assumes like that when there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes Satanoim or Machlokes Samaroim. So it doesn't make sense to have a Machlokes in Metzias. It must be because they would experiment. They would know that Tanoim believed in experimentation. So the Ramban gets that from this Yerushalmi. That's the Ramban in the first daf in the third Perik in Chulin. The third Perik Chulin is Perik Elu Trefus. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Hatanoim or the Trefa Chaya or Trefa Enachaya. When the Torah prohibited all the diseased animals that have a trephis, is that because trepha ain't a chai? Because we know that the animal will die within a year. So the animal is as if it's half dead already, if it already has a disease of a trephis, and you have to shecht a live animal, you have to kill it, ayidei shechita. So if the animal is going to die within a year, it's already half dead, so then shechita can't take effect. Shechita won't be matara because it's not fully alive now. So is that the reason why trefa is asura b'achila, even if you do shechita, because trefa ain't a chay? Oh no, maybe trefa chay, maybe an animal with a trefa can live for 12 months. But it's a diseased animal, so it's not healthy to eat a behemoth that's a trefa. Not because the shechita can't be chay, because it's half dead already. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. So the Ramban asks, T'mihani hech nechluku avoisa oilom. How can the Tanoim have a machlokes on a dovish al metzias? And he quotes that Yerushalmi and Chala. How can you have a machlokes of Bichan ben Nuri? And the Chachamim, whether Oris, whether Rice is Boladechi Mutzanat, why didn't they experiment? So Yerushalmi said that they'd experiment, and that's what they argued, whether this is called Chimus or this is called Sirchon. What do you say over here by the Oris? By the Oris, where they can make matzah from Oris, if you make rice bread, are you hype the bench min HaTorah? Or is it only Barnefashis at the end? And what are you chayv and challah? If you make rice bread, is it called lechem for all intents and purposes or not? So the Ramban asks, why don't they experiment? Why don't they experiment by the trefa to see? So he says they probably did experiment. They probably took 100 animals with trefas and they kept them alive. They gave them food. And they probably, so what happened at the end of the year to see if it's going to survive here? They probably all died. So one of the half of the time said, there you have it, that shows that trefa ain't a chaya. Every single animal that had a trefas all died within 12 months. And the other Tanoim said, but it wasn't a controlled experiment. It didn't prove conclusively. Maybe Ruba, the Ruba of the Trefus, everyone agrees, probably will die within 12 months. Machlokes says, is that why the Torah prohibited it? Because the animal is half dead. So therefore, they didn't do, the Shechita was done on an animal that's half dead. So you didn't kill the whole animal like the Shechita. It was half dead to begin with. Maybe if they would have taken 5,000 animals that were all Trefus, maybe one or two would have survived and they would still be awesome. Maybe trefa is asur b'achila because it's not healthy, because of disease, not because it's half dead. That's what the Ramban suggests. So the halacha says that it's only considered lechem for hamotzi, for bichas hamazon, for the dinim deraisa, for the dinim derabbanan. It's only considered bread if it's bole dechimutz. This is a big question. What does that mean, bole dechimutz? It's a big question. Does it mean that this, based on the Pasuk says the seven, for the duration of the 7 days of Pesach, then I tell you only have 7 days of Pesach, Shvi Shal Pesach. In the Rabbanan, we who live in Chutz Lord, have Yantam Shem Shal God, by us it's 8 days. But in Eretz Yisrael, they observe only what it says in Chumash, the 7 days of Pesach. So it says in Chumash, you should eat matzah, and you shouldn't eat chametz. So the Mashmois, the Gemara understand the Mashmois is, the same flour mixed with water, if you let it sit long enough, it'll become chametz. So you have to have ushmartem es matzos. You have to be careful. You have to watch the matzah to make sure that you bake it quickly, that it shouldn't turn into chametz. So that's how they established this cloud, that it's only called lechem, if it could theoretically be boli dechimutz. So the Gemara has another din. Based on the Pasuk, I'll explain this machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, what does it mean, bole dechimutz? Mor has another din, based on the Pasuk, it says lechem oni. What does that mean? Lechem is one din, it has to be lechem oni. So the Gemara has several interpretations on this phrase, lechem oni, and we accept all of the interpretations of halacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way, Achaz Dibra Lakim Shtaim Zu Shamaiti. The Gemara Sanhedrin quotes that pasuk in Tehillim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the text of the Chumash, and there's more than one level of interpretation in any one given pasuk. So this phrase, Lechemoni, has many different meanings. So one of the meanings is, Lechemoni, Prat L'matzah Ashira. What constitutes matzah Ashira? So the Pashat Pshat in the Gemara, if you needed flour, instead of using water, you use Meperis. And it tastes like cake. It doesn't really taste like bread. So that's matzah shira. So the Rambam has a unique shita that's not quoted at all in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam shita is based on the simple reading of the Gemara. The Gemara, the Mishnah that the Rechameshis Mini Dogon appears on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph in Psochim. So in the very next Daf on Lamed Vav, so the Gemara says that there are four different mashkim, that if you use one of those four, Yain, Shemen, Dvash, or Cholof, one of those four, that makes it into Matzah Shira. So the Rambam understood it's only those four. And if you have, Rav Soloveitchik would often say, in the Shurim, he used to exaggerate with Mishalim in order to bring across a certain point. So he would say, according to the Rambam, you can take egg matzahs and use it for the Leil HaSeder, it's shmura matzah. It's kosher lamahadim for shmura matzah, but we don't pasken like the Rambam. They don't even mention the Rambam's opinion in Shulchan Aruch. That only the dalad mashkim, only yain shemen dvash and cholov make it matzah shir. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. He says, how can you say that egg matzah is good because it doesn't have one of these four mashkim, but it has made peiris. Made peiris without any water is not bole dechimutz. And the Gemara says it has to be able to be bole dechimutz. So the simple pshat is that the condition of bole dechimutz is just to be kaveya, the min of what's called the min dogan. Only the chameshes mini dogan could be bole dechimutz if you would use water. But it doesn't mean that the isa that you use to make the matzah has to actually be able to be bole dechimutz. That's not necessary. Even if it's not bole dechimutz, it's also called lechem. It's just for the purpose of being kaveh, which are the mini dogon that you say bore mini mezainis and you say hamoitzi and so on. That it should be called lechem. So that seems to be a machlokes, the Rambam. And the Ramban, the Rambam seems to hold that bole dechimutz is only a requirement to be kaveh, what's called a min dogon, but it doesn't have to actually be bole dechimutz. And the Ramban says no, you need shmura matzah. Shmura matzah means you have to be careful to bake it quickly, not to leave it sitting too long, because if you leave it too long, it'll turn into chometz. But if the isa is not bole dechimutz, then you can't call it shmura matzah. And it says shmartam es hamatzas. You have to be careful with the matzah. So that's not called shmura. It's technically called, maybe it's called lechem. Maybe the Ramban will agree that for the purpose of birchas hamazon, that you need lechem. And for the purpose of tevchala, maybe you need lechem. Oye bacholchem lechem haaretz. Maybe it's called lechem. But it's not called shmura matzah. Shmura means you have to be careful to watch that it shouldn't turn into chometz. If this particular isa doesn't have any mayim, it just has mei peiros, so you can let it sit all day long and it'll never turn into chometz. So you can't call it shmura matzah. That's the Ramban's standard. So there are really two different, according to the Ramban, two different dinim in bole dechimutz. One is, what's the definition of lechem? It has to be from the chameshes mini dogan. Chameshes mini dogan are those kinds of grains, if you grind them up and mix them with water, let it sit, it'll turn into chometz. But then do you actually need that this particular matzah could have turned into chometz? That's only for the purpose of matzah on Pesach night, because you need shmura. Shmira means you have to be careful that it shouldn't become chometz. But for the purpose of hamotzi, or for the purpose of netilus yadayim, that you only have netilus yadayim on lechem, or for the purpose of chiyav challah, for that you don't need that it should be shmura. Shmur is a din of Pesach night. Shmartam is a matzah on Pesach. So really, the Ramban holds that two different dinim in bole dechimutz. The Mishnah has on Daf Lamed and Aleph, if you have matzah shel tevel, if the matzah is treif, or the matzah is, let's say, is maaseh sheni, he's supposed to bring maaseh sheni to Yerushalayim. And it says, L'asucha lechol b'sharecha maaseh digon chod v'sirosh chod yitzarecha. You're not permitted to eat Maaseh Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim. It's an Iser. So let's say a person made matzah from Maaseh Sheni, and he didn't take it to Yerushalayim. He ate the matzah from Maaseh Sheni in Tel Aviv. He ate it in Bnei Brak. He didn't bring it to Yerushalayim. So it's Treifa Matzah. So he ate Treifa Matzah. So then the Mishnah says that you're not Yotze. So the Maskana, we assume that the reason why you're not Yotze, because it's like a mitzvah bo b'aveir. But originally, the Gemara thought a different shot. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara originally thought that the reason why a matzah shel iser, matzah shel tevel, can't be used to be yotzeh the mitzvah is because it's not bole dechimutz. What do you mean it's not bole dechimutz? It's made from the chameshes mene dogan. So the Gemara thought there's a din of the ein iser chal al iser. So if you have a trefe, if you have grain, let's say you have chitim, that's Maaseh Sheni, Chutz Yerushalayim. So it's Rasa Bachila. You have Chitim of Tevel. So the Rasa Bachila. So it's already treif. If you mix it with water and you let it rise, then it will turn into chometz. But the Yisachom, first the Gemara thought the Yisachom, it won't be chal, because the flour was already traked before you poured in the water. It was already tevel, or it was already maisu sheni, or it was hegdish. That's a eat hegdish. You're not allowed to eat hegdish. The gizbush of hegdish should auction off. Someone donated matzahs to the Beis HaMikdash. And someone else took the matzah and he used it for the Seder. So he was moil the hegdish. He ate hegdish be Issa. That's an Issa. So the din is that he's not yotzei matzah. So first the Gemara thought the reason why he's not yotzei, because this matzah was not bole de chimutz. What do you mean? It is bole de chimutz. It's not bole de Issa chomitz. Because they Issa chalal Issa. The Issa tevel was already there before. The Issa ma'aser sheni chutz to Yerushalayim. Or the Issa mi'ila behegdish was there before you mixed in the water. So even when you mix in the water, it's an Issa chalal Issa. So it's not bole de Issa chomitz. So that Gemara clearly says like the Ramban, that in order to be yotzei the mitzvah matzah, this Issa has to have been able to come lidei chimutz, and you were lidei Issa chomitz. And if he can't come, even though it's the min dogon, that's not enough. It's not enough bo lidei chimutz to be kaver the min of the dogon. It has to be that this particular matzah, if you wouldn't be careful, would have turned into chomitz with an Issa chomitz. Yeah, but then the Gemara says we don't accept that opinion because we paskin that the Issa chomitz will be chal on top of the Issa ni'ila, top of the Issa tevel, because that's what we call an Issa koilo. When it comes Pesach, Issa chomitz is chal on all the chomitz in the world. So it's chal on chomitz shel heter. So migu that it's chal on the chomitz shel heter, it's chal on the chomitz shel Issa also. When you have an Issa, chal on Issa, and the second Issa is koilo, it's chal on heter and on Issa. So then the rule of an Issa chal on Issa doesn't apply. So Gemara rejects that original pshat, but the initial pshat was befavish, like the Ramban said, that in order to be yotzei matzah on Pesach night, it's not enough that the min dogon was theoretically bole de chemis if you would have mixed it with water. It has to be actually bole de Issa chametz. And if it would have been an Issa chal on Issa, an Issa chametz wouldn't be chal, so it wouldn't be acceptable for the matzah. We pass on the Issa chametz would be chal. Because it's an Issa Kailo. The second Issa is chal on all the matzah in the world, even on the heter dika matzah. So migu that it's chal on the heter dika matzah, it's chal on the Issa dika matzah as well. So that's there are three dinim. It has to be lechem, number one. Lechem is a concept that applies min haTorah by chalav hay v'cholchem lechem ha'aretz, and it applies to birchas hamazon. Eretz ha'shelov miskenes tochal b'lechem. And it's a klal that applies on the level of the Rabbanan to other dinim, the klal of lechem. When it's called lechem, then you have to say hamoitzi, that's a din the Rabbanan, you have to watch until it's your dime, and you have to say a bracha achreina of birchas hamazon, as opposed to alamichya. That's a din the Rabbanan, and I thought you would be yotze with the alamichya also. Where else do you have a din of lechem? Eruv yichatzeres. The Mishnah says, the beginning of the third parak in Erevin says, Bakol Miyarvin, you can make an Erev with any kind of kosher food. So the Tosus explains, based on Gemaras, Bakol Miyarvin goes on Eruv Etrumen, if you want to walk chutz letrum, or on Shetuf and Mevuas, if you want to carry an Amavah. But if you're making an Eruv Chatzeres, then you have to have Lechem Shemavrocham Olav Amoitzi. If it's Lechem that you don't say, it has to be Lechem, it has to be Pas. Not lechem shemorachem olav amoitzi is not acceptable. That's why people ask Akasha, when you make an eruv chatzeres to be allowed to carry in an apartment building, minatar, the whole apartment building is one big rishus hayochid. So minatar, you're allowed to carry from one apartment to the other. You're allowed to carry, let's say, from one house to the other, as long as you're not carrying in the street. All rishus hayochid are all the same alpidin. But Shlomo HaMelech made a takona. And the Gemara says, an Erev and a Baskol came out from heaven and gave him a Yashir Koyach when he made this takona of the Eruv Chatzeres. So unless he put away a box, a lechem shemavrochem olav amoitzi that's owned b'shutvas by all the people, then you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochad Shel Reuven to Rishus HaYochad Shel Shimon. So we usually put away an Eruv Chatzeres, a box of matzahs, and one person buys the box of matzahs when the story gives it to another person, a Jewish person, to pick up a tefach, to be kind of shutzvus for all the Shomer Shabbos who live in the building now, who will move in until Pesach. And then when it comes Pesach, you renew the Erev, you use a new box of matzahs. So the question is, but Sfardim say Mezonos HaMatzahs all year long. They only say HaMotzi on Pesach, it goes there, Kodei Asuda on the matzah. They hold that matzah is like cake. That Alpidin, not only egg matzah for sure is Bar Minim Mizainis. It doesn't have the Teresa de Nahama, the second din of Teresa de Nahama. It's a snack. It's not filling like real bread, like real matzah. But so the Sfardim say Bar Minim Mizainis. How is a box of matzahs acceptable to Eruv Chatzeris if you have to have lechem shemavochem olav hamoitzi? So the Gemara says the Feirish that you can use cake also. If you have pasabo bekisnin, since if you would eat five loaves of cake, you would eat five different cakes, that for sure has four kibetzim. That would be kidei sviya. So if you kodeh suda on a lot of cake, then it becomes hamoitzi. So that shows that pasabo bekisnin is a subcategory of lechem, but it's basically called lechem. So when you make an erev chatzeres with matzah, it's good even for the svardim. Even though the svardim say mezonis on the cake, and no one's eating the cake, but since theoretically, if you would be kodeh suda, the cake would be hamotzi, so it's a subcategory of lechem. It's pasabo bekisnin, it's pas are the same as lechem. So that's called lechem shemerochem olav hamotzi. The same thing the Chachamim prohibited Bishul Akum and Pasakum and Stam Yenom. So they prohibited all three because of chasnus. They were afraid this may lead to intermarriage. If my next door neighbor is very friendly with me and he makes delicious bread and I watch the way he makes the bread, all the ingredients are kosher and he uses a kosher pot, he uses a kosher baking tin, everything is kosher. So what's wrong? So the Chachamim were concerned that eating the next door neighbor's delicious bread, or reading Bishul Akum, the next day neighbor only buys kosher chickens, only buys kosher meat, because he knows that kosher is healthier, and he cooks it in a kosher pot. So what's wrong? Why can't I? I know, I delivered the food to him. I know all the ingredients are kosher. So why is Bishul Akum also? So the Gemara says, he prohibited because it may lead to intermarriage. Same thing, Stam Yenom. The prohibition of Stam Yenom, the main prohibition was because of chasnus. They were afraid of intermarriage. Then once they made the Xeris, so they added on also, we're concerned a little bit about the Nisuch. Maybe it'll be Menasuch at Lavuzar. But Tosis said, if not for the Hashash of Chasnus, of intermarriage, they would not have prohibited the Stam Yenom because of the Hashash Chasnus, because that's Milsud de lo Shchicha. It's far-fetched. If the Nochri is Menasuch, this wine, Lavuzar Zara, so this is for his Lavuzar Zara, so why is he going to give it to a human being to eat? To drink the wine, it's not mistaber. So for the chashash of nisuch, they would never have made exera. For that alone, they would never make exera, prohibiting stam yenom. The real prohibition was because of a chashash of intermarriage. And then once you make exera, then you can even add on a loyplug. So they even added on if the nochri handles Jewish wine. And all chashash, the real chashash of chaskin said, the wine was processed by a nochri. I may want to marry his daughter in order to have a lifetime supply of this delicious wine. That's the real prohibition of chasnus. But once they made the iser of chasnus, you can add on more, even though the other chashoshes are really a milsad lo shlicha. So they said, even if he's a waiter and he pours yayin shel Yisrael, I'm not going to marry the waiter's daughter because he's pouring the wine. He's not going to supply me with a lifetime supply of wine. It's only because of the hashash of nisuch there. So that they added on as a haisofa on the yisa. So in all of these dinim, the pasakum, so also the din is, they prohibited pas nochri because it may lead to intermarriage, but if it's pas palter, so then they said, the pasuk in Chumash says, ki lo al alechem levado yichyo adam kal kol moitza pi Hashem yichyo adam. So the Chumash says, not on bread alone will man live. You need ruchnius also. Hakol moitza pi Hashem yichyo adam. But the Rishonim use a malitza al alechem yichyo adam. Lo al alechem levado, not on bread alone, but al alechem yichyo adam. Bread used to be the main part of the meal. People used to eat 8 slices of bread and a little bit of chicken, a little bit of fish, a little bit of other food. But the main part of the main staple of the meal used to be bread. So since Alalechem Yechiha Adam, so if it's paspalter, he's a baker who supplies all the people. He's not my next door neighbor who's friendly with me. and he only gives me the bread that he bakes. No, he's a palter. He's a baker. Everybody buys his bread. So why should I be afraid I'm going to marry his daughter? This time his daughter will marry a nochri. He supplies the whole community with bread. So that's why we make him by pas palter. So Tosfos says in Beitza, the beginning of the second parak, and it's quoted in Yoredeya, the beginning of the second chelik Yoredeya, when they have the prohibition of pasakum, that just like pas palter is mutter, if the nochri bakes bread, he's a baker for the whole community, so cake is also included in the din of pasakum, and if the cake is baked by a palter, he bakes cake for the whole community, we know that all the ingredients are kosher, so then the pas palter would be mutter. Everything the same as bread mamish. Why? Because cake is a subcategory of pas. It's pas habavikisna, the subcategory. So just like pas palter is mutter, so pas habavikisna of a palter is also mutter. We make all on that as well. So that's what the Gemara says. If you use pas habavikisna for eruvi chatzeres, that is acceptable, even though the Svartim say mezainis all year long on matzah, but you're allowed to use matzah all year long for the Eruvi Chatzeres, even if the people who live in the buildings are Svartim, because it's considered lechem shemarochem olam ha-moitzi. Theoretically, if you would eat enough of it, you would have to wash and say ha-moitzi and say brichas ha-mozen. That's considered lechem shemarochem olam ha-moitzi. So that's the din of lechem. There's a din of lechem. Matzah has to be lechem, and it has to be lechem oni. So one of the dinim of lechem oni is madakash, that the poor man has to be lechem oni as opposed to matzah ashira. So it shouldn't have a made peris in it. If it's egg matzah, so most of the Rishonim say egg matzah, the way we assume in Shulchan Aruch, egg matzah is matzah ashira, and it's not acceptable for the mitzvah. What else is included in matzah ashira? So the Gemara says ashisha. Let's say, years ago, when you went to a wedding, so they would have a gigantic cake, a whole bunch of layers, the bottom layer was gigantic, and above it, a smaller layer, a gigantic cake. So the Gemara says, if you have a matzah, that's ashisha, echad mishisha be'efa, a efa is something like, I'm sorry, I wrote it down somewhere, I think 472 something betim. So if you divide that by six, I think it comes out to be, if you have a matzah that's so gigantic that it has 72 kibbetzim of matzah in it, that's called a matzah shir. If it's too big, who's going to make such a gigantic matzah? You're not going to make it so big. So the Ramo and Shulchan Aruch has a chumrah. The matzah shouldn't be thicker than an etzba. An etzba means the width of the thumb at the fat part of the finger. So there are different kinds of matzah. Let's say the hand shmur. So in the New York area, I think the Haredim matzah are extremely thin. It's thin like a piece of paper. You can put it in your mouth and melts in your mouth. You don't even, it's not crunchy. You don't even have to chew it. It's so thin. It just goes down your mouth. Then you have other hand shmurah. It depends how thin they make it. So there are others that are a little bit thicker, but none of them are the thickness of an etzba, the thickness of the width of a thumb. And the Sfardish matzah is much thicker than the Ashkenazi matzah. It's soft in it. You can bend it. It's not hard. It's not. It doesn't crackle like the Ashkenazi matzahs. But it's also, it's not an etzba thick. It's much less. And the Pashta says that it's not a violation of a minig if an Ashkenazi will eat Sfardish matzahs on Pesach night. The Pashta says he didn't violate any minhagim. Mishnah Berurah talks about how do you calculate whether you ate a kazayas of matzah. If you have the charedim matzah that's so thin, you have to eat a bigger shetach of the matzah. If you have other hand shmurah, so you eat less because it's much thicker. It's 5 times thicker than the charedim matzah. So you always have to eat a kazayas. And the Mishnah Berurah says if you have these svardusha matzahs that are spongy-like, so everything is mitzarev to the kazayas, even the tiny little holes. It's considered a kazayis. It's considered a kazayis. And Mishnah Berurah talks about, he talks about Ashkenazim. There's not a problem of using a spongy matzah. Some people find it very difficult to eat the matzahs because they're so hard. All the people, the teeth don't function so well. So if you eat the Sfardish matzahs, they're softer. it's a thicker like a cake. So that's acceptable. That's not a problem. So that's one din. That's one din. It has to be lechem oni. It shouldn't be matzah shira. So matzah shira is either, if you have may peris, it's matzah shira. You have a lot of may peris. Or if you have, it's too big, ashisha, echem nishisha be'efa. If it has so much flour that the matzah has 72 kibetzim in it. So that's called matzah shira. Then the Gemara has a third kind of matzah shira, chalud. I take a matzah and I put it in a pot of burning hot water on the fire and I cook it. So the Gemara says when you do a bishul on the matzah, so that's it softens it very much. It becomes very, very soft. So bishul on a matzah, the one pshat in the Gemara says it has two pshatim. One pshat in Gemara is a cholut v'ashisha, just like ashisha is a matzah ashira because it's too big. It's echem ashisha be'efa. It has 72 kibetzim. So to cholut that you have a matzah that's a mevushalas, so that's called a matzah ashira. Other rishonim on the set Tosfos has two pshatim there on ashisha. So the other rishonim and Tosfos have a different shot. We're machmer for this, the Sefer Yireim, by Rav Lezer Mimitz. Lezer Mimitz was the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos quotes him every so often, Rav Lezer Mimitz from the Sefer Yireim. So the Sefer Yireim has a famous Shita in Hilchos Shabbos that's quoted by Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, even though there is a din menater ein bishul achar bishul, but nonetheless, yesh bishul achar afiyo, yesh afiyo achar bishul. Let's say I cooked chicken. What's the definition of bishul in Hilchos Shabbos? You take some raw food that's not roi l'achila the way it is, and then you cook it, and you make it roi l'achila. So I take a raw chicken, we don't eat raw chicken, and then you cook it till you make it roi l'achila. Then, so if I'm going to reheat the chicken on Shabbos, I didn't make it roi l'achila, it was roi l'achila before. So the Yireim is of the opinion, what if I'm going to take that chicken that's fully cooked, but it was gedempfed, the chicken. It was cooked with a liquid, and it's soft. Then I'm going to put it on a broiler on Shabbos, and I'm going to make it into broiled chicken. So that's yesh tzliya achar bishul, or yesh bishul achar afiyah. Let's say I'll have a piece of challah. So the challah was baked in the oven, and then I'll take a pot of soup, and I'll put the challah into the pot of soup on top of the fire, and then it's going to get burning hot, but it's going to get softer now. Before it was a piece of bread, and now it's soft. So it says, yesh bishul achar afiyah, v'yesh tzliya achar bishul, if it's a different form of bishul. So you say, yesh bishul achar bishul. Where did he get this idea? So he got it from this Gemara, Tosfos and Brocha, in Psachim. Quotes Rav Lezer Mimitz on this Gemara, that if you took matzah, and you cooked it, matzah mevushalas, it's not acceptable. Why not? Because in order to be considered lechem, it has to have afiyah. And since you did a bishul after the afiyah, so yesh bishul achar afiyah, so that cancels the afiyah, and it's considered only mevushal. So it's considered as if that matzah didn't have any afiyah. If it didn't have an afiyah, al pi din, it's not called lechem. It's only called lechem if it had afiyah. That's a major machloikis in the Rishonim. What's the definition of lechem? Because on Shabbos there are 39 ovis malachas. So one of them malachas, the first 11 malachas, the Gemara says, are what we call sidura de pas. Achorish hazareya hakotzer adosh ma'amer. You plow and you plant grain and you let it grow, and then you harvest it, then you grind it up, then you make lisha, then you make afiyah. So the first 11 are called sidur de pas. It leads to the baking of the bread. So there's a machloikis, a rishainim. What's the definition of bread? Has to be bole de chimutz, okay. Has to be flour from a grain. And then what do you do with the flour? And it has to be in a loaf shape, okay. Otherwise it doesn't have to reset an amma, fine. And then what do you need that it should have afiyah? Or is it good enough if it has bishul? So that's a machloikis harishonim. So the Rabbi Natam's opinion, it's a tesis in Psochem on Lamed Zayin on the base, and it's a tesis in Brochus Lamed Zayin on the base. Happens to be the same daf in two different mesichtas. So the Rabbi Natam says, either you do lisha means if you mix flour with water and you make a thick dough, that's called blila ova. If you have a blila ova, that's called losh, the malach of losh. If you do lisha, And then I take this dough, and I have a pot full of water, and I make it boil achila by putting it in the pot of water. I never do an afiyam. So Rabbeinu Tam holds. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds that that has a din of lechem, and the bracha will be hamoitzi, and it'll be chayv mechala. If you had blilo ova with bishul, or if you had a blilo raka, a batter, let's say when you make sponge cake, so you mix flour with a lot of water, with a lot of juice, and it's a batter, it's not a thick dough. You didn't violate lisha deraisa, because it's a blilo raka miyod. Then you pour it in a pan, you don't need it. You pour it in a pan, and then you bake the pan in the oven. So Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion, based on a Mishnah Chala, that if you eat it, if you do blila ova with bishul, that's called lechem. And if you do blila raka with afiyah, it's called lechem. Either lisha or afiyah gives it the shame lechem. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Rabbeinu Tam Shita has not been accepted. This Rabbeinu Tam is in Taisus all over the place, in Sanhedrin and Bava Kama, many different. He answers a lot of kashas with this. Rabbeinu Tam answers a lot of kashas. And it's such a famous Rabbeinu Tam, but it's not accepted lahalocha, both in Hilchas Chala and Yerideh Chela Gimel, as well as in Hilchas Hamoitzi, in Kuf Samaches, I think it is, in Hilchas Brichas Hamoitzi, the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is not accepted, the Ramban Shita is accepted. So the Ramban Shita, there are two versions of what the Ramban says. The Ramban himself, the way it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, both in Hilchas HaFrashas Chala as well as in Hilchas Hamoitzi, Ramban says that it all depends on Afiyah. Doesn't matter whether they have a blila ova, a thick dough that has a thick isa, a lisha, or a batter. Even if it you mix it and you pour it, but then if you bake it in the oven, that gives it a shem lechem. If you bake it, it gets a shem lechem. It's chamesh is mini dogan, and it's a loaf shape. The risa the nama, a loaf shape, and you had afiyah. That's the main thing. And the meiri has a different version. On the Ramban, there are myriads of the opinion you need both Lisha and Afia. Now, Soloveitchik told us that he heard from his mother. He wasn't around. He said when his mother got married to his father, Sir Abchaim Soloveitchik, her father-in-law, told her when she bakes sponge cake in Chutzalaretz, the Gemara has a lot of kulas, chalas chutzlords, is a din derabonan kal, because it's a derabonan on top of a derabonan. So the Gemara has a whole list of the various kulas. Abchaim said you could be mekel if you didn't have both belila ova and afir, like the meiri, then you don't have to be machmer to be mafresh chal on chalas chutzlords. Chalas Eretz Yisrael, not so. Chalas Eretz Yisrael, we paskin is also a derabonan, that you don't have all these wild kulas that the Gemara has. But chalas chutzlords, the Gemara has so many kulas, so he thought that you can be mekel on this as well. This is a discussion in Abdenezer has a tshuva about that. If you had a lot of people make sponge cake, and there is no blila ova, it's a blila raka, it's a batter. You stir it, and then you pour it. It's not thick. And you pour it into the pan, and it's liquidy. Then when you bake it, then it becomes a gush, then it becomes a solid. It becomes a loaf shape. So the Abnenezer has a tshuva about that. He also thinks that you're not mechuyev to be mafresh chal. So a prime thought and chalas chutzlord says room to be mekel on that. So again, the Rav Lezer Mimitz understood in this Gemara that if you have chalut, if you take a matzah, you take a regular matzah, a hand matzah or a machine matzah, whatever, then you take a pot full of water and you cook it. Why should a meshugana want to cook the matzah? A lot of people do. When it's erev Pesach, cholias b'Shabbos. So a lot of people don't. You want to have lechem mishnah Friday night and Shabbos morning, and for Shabbos shudas, and you can't eat matzah on erev Pesach. You can't eat matzah on erev Pesach. So what are you going to do for lechem mishnah? So a lot of people use egg matzah, because Taisa says that since the egg matzah is matzah shira, and you can't use it to be yotzei dechayves matzah, so there's no prohibition to eat it on Erev Pesach. The whole reason why you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach is that she'echa matzah l'teyovan on Leila HaSeder. So if the matzah that you want to eat on Erev Pesach is pasul, it's matzah shira, so it's not acceptable for the mitzvah, so that it won't be in violation of the issue of Beishiach HaMatzah L'Teyav, because you can't eat egg matzah for the mitzvah. The Rav Soloveitchik used to be upset about that. How can they ignore the Rambam? According to the Rambam, that's what he would say every year, according to the Rambam, egg matzah is kosher for the Seder. The only four mashkim that make the matzah into matzah shira, yain shem and dvash and cholov. So some of the matzah companies, when you have a year that's Erev Pesach, Holiyus B'Shabbos, they'll put in grape juice into the egg matzah, in order that even according to the Rambam, that's yayin. So if you put in yayin, then even according to the Rambam, it's matzah shira, so you're allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach. But most of the egg matzahs don't have wine. They just have, I think, orange juice, and they have eggs in it. According to the Rambam, it's good lamahadrim. That's good for shmura matzah, for the Leila Seder. Then you're not allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach. So what are you going to eat for... you don't want to have chametz in the house. Some people have chametz in the house, and then they eat the suud on Shabbos morning very early, before there's money, so chametz. But if you don't want to have any chametz in the house, but Erev Pesach, Choli is b'Shabbos, so instead of using the egg matzahs, take regular matzahs, and so regular matzah you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach, so you cook it in water, and you make it matzah shira. By cooking water, you make it into matzah shira. So that's a shaila. Is that really true? That's what's accomplished? So that's what Tesis has one shot. Cholut, if you cook the matzah, it makes it so soft, that's called matzah shira. The other pshat in Tesis is, no, according to Rav Lezen and Nitz, it's yesh bishol achar afiya, and since yesh bishol achar afiya, it's considered as if it's matzah mevushalas, and there was no afiya. There's no afiya, then it's not called lechem. It's not called lechem, then it's mezainis, even if you eat a ton of it. It's just going to be mezainis, because in order to be called lechem, you certainly need afiya, except for the Rabbinatam. Rabbinatam held that if there was belila ova, then if you have a bishul, it's still going to be amotz, but we don't paskin like the Rabbinatam. So this is the one pshat in lechem oni. It shouldn't be matzah shira. And there are possibly three different kinds of matzah shira. If you have a lot of meperis mixed in, or if you have, it's too gigantic, echem ishisha bepar, echem ishisha be'efa. If you have 72 kebetzim of matzah, that's too big, so the machmah shouldn't be thick, a big chumah, shouldn't be the thickness of the ke'etzba, that's going to be too big a matzah, it's nowhere near 72 kebetzim. That's what we're machmer. And the third one is cholut. If you cooked it, that according to one pshat and test, that's going to be matzah shir. Then the Gemara has another pshat, lechem oni, lechem sha'onim olav dvarim harbe. You have to recite the Haggadah, Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim, when the matzahs are exposed on the table. Lechem sha'onim olav dvarim harbe. Rashi says on that Gemara, not only when you tell the story of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim, Rashi says when you recite the Hallel, so even after the benching, the main part of the halal is recited after the benching. Usually after you bench, so you're not going to eat anything. Em after nacha matzah afikoymen. Mishnah says em after nacha pesach afikoymen. The Gemara has a machlokes. What about bezman hazeh? There is no korban pesach. Is there a din em after nacha matzah afikoymen? So yet, so we machmei not allowed to eat anything after you eat the afikoymen, the matzah afikoymen. You're not allowed to eat any other snacks after that. So usually a lot of people put away all the matzah. We don't need the matzah on the table. But Rashi says no. Lechem sha'onim olav dvarim harbe means not only do you need the matzah to be on the table when you're saying Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's before Hamoitzi, before the meal, before Shulchan Aruch, even after your bench, and you have the Hallel. Sha'onim olav dvarim harbe includes the Hallel. You should have matzah on the table when you say the Hallel. And the main part of the Hallel is the Hallel after the meal. Many people don't have any negudim for the second half of Hallel. So they run through it quickly. That's not really right. The Balamor, at the end of Sochem, emphasized, based on the Gemara and Tainus, that the more important part of the Hallel is the Hallel that you recite after the meal. He gives a mocker from the Gemara and Tainus. So the Gemara has yet another interpretation. Lechem oni, lechem the poor man, the Navi Yeshaya, encourages the wealthy people. Wealthy people have more than enough food to eat. And they throw out a lot of good food. When you go to weddings, they throw out tons and tons of food. So the Navi Yeshaya encourages the wealthier people. You have such a big challah. Break off from the challah. Give it to the poor man. The poor people are starving. So the Gemara says, Lechem Oni, Madaka Shaloni Beprusa, the Oni can't afford to have all bread on his own. He has a handout from the wealthy man. The wealthy man breaks off a half of his challah, and he gives it to him. Instead of throwing it in the garbage, he gives it to the Oni. So Madaka Shaloni Beprusa, on Pesach night also, he should have a Prusa. So that's why we have Yachatz in the beginning, at the very beginning. Kadosh Uchatz Karpas Yachatz. Before we start CPTS Mitzrayim, before we start any halal, we already have a broken matzah because we want to have lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbei, that should be a prusa. So we make yachatz, we break a matzah before you start any of CPTS Mitzrayim to be able to fulfill the din of onim olav dvarim harbei with a madaka she'loni beprusa. And then the Gemara has yet another pshat, and all of the interpretations are quoted lahalacha. So the Gemara has another level of interpretation. Madakir shal oni, the wealthier people, when they're baking challahs, they turn on the oven. But yes, turn on the oven, and it gets hot. And then you waste a lot of electricity, waste a lot of money. And then you take the flour with the water, and you make the dough. And then you put it on a baking tin, and you put it in the oven. So you have, the fire was on before, and then you take it out from the oven, you leave the fire on later. There's a lot of waste. There's a lot of wasted energy, and it costs a lot of money. A lot of money is wasted. Poor people can't afford to waste so much money. So Madakir Shaloni, who masik the ishto ofa? The poor man can't afford to have so much waste. So the poor man will ask his wife, let me know when you need the fire in the oven. He'll make the fire just 2 seconds before she's about to put the bread into the oven. So Madaka Shalani, who masik, he makes the hesek, the fire of the ishto ofa. And the wife finishes the kneading and puts it in right away to save money, not to waste any money on the electricity, not to waste money on burning the logs unnecessarily. So to on Pesach, who masik the ishto ofa, what does that mean? So the Rishonim have two interpretations. So one interpretation is, you shouldn't waste time in between the kneading of the dough and the baking because it may turn into chametz. So you should make sure that the fire is ready when the wife will be completed with the kneading of the dough to bake it. If you're going to let it sit, if you're going to let you kneaded the dough, then you made it in the shape of matzah, then you're going to wait 25 minutes till you have a chance to put it in the oven. It may turn into chametz. There's a Tshuvas HaRashba, which they quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rashba was a Talmud of the Ramban, and the bakery was down the block from the Ramban's home. So they used to knead the dough, the Rashba writes, when he learned by the Ramban, they used to knead the dough, the Beis Shal HaRamban, and they would put it on a baking tin. They would walk out in the street, and the sun would be shining when they would bake the matzahs. It was warm outside, springtime. They would walk down the block. They didn't run. They would walk slowly. And it's a block, it takes a couple of minutes to walk down the block. And then they would rent the right to use the goy's oven to bake the matzahs. So because it was less than 18 minutes, less than a sheer mil, 18 minutes, 20 and a half minutes, whatever, so it's not a problem. It's not a problem. You don't have to rush. There's no need to rush. If it's less than 18 minutes sitting without a sasquatch, it's not going to turn into hummus. But that's one pshat that the Rishonim have. Madak Rishonim, who masik the ishta ofa, that they do it quickly, that you bake it immediately. The Shulchan Aruch says you should bake it miyad, immediately after you finish kneading the dough. So the Chazon Ish says, what does it mean immediately? Less than 18 minutes. It does mean you have to run, because the Rashi writes that they walked leisurely down the block with the dough kneaded on the baking tin to the Beis Shalah Palter, to the goy's oven. They used to rent the right to use the goy's oven, and they would bake it there. Then the Rishonim have another pshat. Who masik v'ishto ofa? He can't afford to have other people do the work. Only the poor man can't afford to have any help in the house. So we say, by baking the matzahs, mitzvah bo, yoseh nebishluchoy. It's better that you should bake the matzahs yourself, rather than to buy it from the store, rather than to buy from someone else should bake it. Usually we say mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchai and the actual mitzvah. Let's say bedikas chomer. So you say, or let's say to perform a bris milah. So if the father, the baby, knows how to perform a bris milah, he shouldn't be mechaber and moyel to do the bris. He should do the bris himself. Mitzvah bo yosvet b'shluchai. The Mishnah has it on to be mekadosh and isha. You say, mitzvah bo yosvet b'shluchai. So the same is true. So let's say, in buying a lulav and an esrog, you also say mitzvah bo yosvet b'shluchai. Some people don't know what you're supposed to look for. So a lot of people rely on the rabbi. They ask the rabbi, are you going to buy yourself dalad ninim? So buy me also. And you know, we're not concerned about mitzvah bo yosvet b'shluchai because purchasing the lulav and the esrog is only a hechshen mitzvah. It's a hachonah that's going to lead up to the kiyama mitzvah. The mitzvah is the shaking of the lulav on Yom Tov, on Sukkos. The purchasing is just a hechshen mitzvah. So one might have argued the point and said, baking the matzah is not the mitzvah. Eating the matzah is the mitzvah. Baking the matzah is a hechshen mitzvah. So the Pashto says that there's no din a mitzvah bo yosvet b'shluchai on a hechshen mitzvah. So that's what the Netziv has a famous essay. If it's a hechshen mitzvah, hakosa b'teira, let's say it says in the Chumash that you should tie the tzitzis on the beged. When you tie the tzitzis on the beged, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. That's only a hechshen mitzvah. You only yotzei the mitzvah when you wear the beged. When you tie it on, that's a hechshen mitzvah. So the Netziv says to take the wool and to make strings for tzitzis, or to take the strings and to dye them, they should be treilas. That's a hechshen mitzvah. That can be done by other people. But to tie it on the beged, that's a hechshen mitzvah kosa b'teira. But then he says, you would say mitzvah bo yosvet b'shluchai. You would say mitzvah bo yosvet b'shluchai. So that's what the Gemara learns out in the Pasuk. Lechem oni madarka shalani hu masik b'yishto ofi. He can't afford to have a maid to help his wife. He does it himself. He can't afford to have someone else. So on baking the matzahs, it's also a hechshen mitzvah. Akosu b'tayr, because the Pasuk says, u'shmartam es ha-matzahs. You should do shmira when you're baking, when you're kneading the dough. And baking it to make sure that it doesn't turn into chametz. So even though the baking of the matzah is really a hechshen mitzvah, usually hechshen mitzvah, you don't say mitzvah bo yosvet b'shluchai, but there it's an exception to the rule. This hechshen mitzvah is kosa b'teira. The same thing he says, let's say, uchsavtam ha-mezuzah b'secha b'sharecha, writing the mezuzah is a hechshen mitzvah, putting the mezuzah up on the door, that's the mitzvah itself. So, if I know how to write a mezuzah, but it'll take me hours. So would you say, mitzvah bo yosvet b'shluchai, I should write my own mezuzah? Or can I save time? I'll pay money to a sefer. He'll write me a mezuzah. I'll pay him a few extra dollars. So then the Netziv claims, since it says, uchsavtam al mezuzah b'secha b'sharecha, it doesn't say, ukvaitam al mezuzah. Uchsavtam, so the ksivas al mezuzah, the hechshen mitzvah, akos b'teira, then we would also say mitzvah bo yosvet b'shluchai. That's the chiddush of the Netziv. He has like that by Asiyas HaSukkah. He has a Rashi and Makkos like that. That if you can make the sukkah yourself, or you can pay other people, they should make the sukkah for you. So sitting in the sukkah on Yom Tov, on sukkahs, that's the mitzvah. Constructing the sukkah is only a hechshen mitzvah. But since it's a hechshen mitzvah, kosa b'teira, the pasuk says, Chagosukas Tasa L'cha, the Gemara learns an additional level of interpretation. Tasa V'lemin Ha'asa, the Gemara learns the additional level of interpretation. That pasuk goes on constructing the sukkah. So Asiyas HaSukkah is a hechshen mitzvah, kosa b'teira. So there you would say mitzvah bo yosvet b'shluchai. So baking the matzah also. That these are all levels, of additional levels of interpretation. And the pasuk Lechem Oni has all, and we paskin all of these. Lechem oni prat lematzah shira, all the different forms of matzah shira, and it has to be prusa, madag jalani be prusa. We make yachatz before we start sipi tzias mitzrayim. The Rambam doesn't have like that. The Rambam has yachatz before you say hamotzi. The Rambam has yachatz after the whole sipi tzias mitzrayim is all over. But we have yachatz before you start avarim hayinu. And then you say madag shalom humastik vishta ofa. And Madaka Shalani Bipruza, all of these levels of interpretation, we accept all of them. And this is all required in the Matzah. In the days of the Tanoim, there was a big machloikas what is the Charoisis all about? So the majority opinion in the Mishnah was, it's on Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, the majority opinion was, the Charoisis is not a mitzvah, even with the Rabbanan, it's only for health purposes, that the murderer may have a worm in it, and there are, Toisus points out, there are kosher worms and non-kosher worms. So this is a kosher worm, you have to figure out what the rules are, which worms are kosher, which worms are not kosher. But it's not healthy to have a live worm crawling around in your stomach. So that's why the Chachamim recommended, for medical purposes, for your good health, you should dip the mar into charoisis before you eat it. You have to shake off all the charoisis. The mar, so if you leave on the charoisis, then you're not yet to the mitzvah mar. So you just dip the mar into charoisis to kill a worm, keep kuf yud peyeh, to kill a worm, you shake off the charoisis, then you eat the mar. And it's all for health reasons. And Rav Lozab Rav Tzadik is a Tana, he disagrees, says, no, charoisis is a mitzvah midirabon. What kind of a mitzvah? Zechet to something. So there are three different opinions, and the Bavli, the two opinions, either zechet letit, to reminisce, to bring back to mind the fact that our ancestors used to use cement that was thick to build the pyramids, to build Ori Miskinas Lefaras Pisam, as Ram says. So you should have thick paste of charoisis and a zechel tapuach. The men gave up their amunah. They thought, we're never going to get out of this mess and we're going to die here in Mitzrayim. The whole Jewish people is going to die out. And the women, b'schus noshim tzidkanis nigal avasein in Mitzrayim, the women had more amunah than the men. The women had amunah and they wanted to have children. The men said, what do you have more children? So the Nazis will have more Jews to kill. The Gemara says, after the Churban by Sheni, they wanted to be goyim and no one should have any children. Because the Romans will just have more Jews to kill. And the Gemara said, but it was a gzeirah Sheni Rei Batzi B'Yichalim Lamed, because people, men are attracted to women. Women are attracted to men. So you can't make such a gzeirah. That's impossible to observe. So the men didn't want to have any children, and the women would make love to the husband. Tachas ha-tapuach ha-raticha. A tapuach means a citrus fruit. It does mean an apple. In the days of Tanakh, apples didn't grow in Eretz Yisrael. So the word tapuach in biblical Hebrew doesn't mean an apple. The Christians always describe the Eitz Hadas as if it was a forbidden apple, because the Medrash says there are different opinions. What was the Eitz Hadas? Some say it was Te'ena, some say it was chita, and some say esrog. What esrog is tapuach. Esrog is a tapuach in biblical Hebrew. That's what the Tosfos writes in the end of Tainus. That's what Gemara says here in Psochem, that one of the ingredients in the charoisis, if you hold charoisis mitzvah, if you hold charoisis is not a mitzvah, it's not a zechet to anything, so it's not important what the ingredients are. As long as it kills the worm that you're going to eat, and you may swallow the worm in the mar, in the ramen lettuce, so you want that the worm should be dead, it shouldn't be alive. But if you hold charoisis is a mitzvah, so then you have to have rules and regulation. What are the ingredients? The Gemara says it should be thick, tzorch l'smucha, should be thick like cement, et zecha l'tit, should be tzorch l'kehuya, it should have an acidic taste to it, should be a sharp flavor, like squeezing orange juice, or squeezing grape juice, or something like that. Squeezing estrogen juice into it. And then the Tosfos quotes, the Yerushalmi has a third reason, Zechel Adam, the Mitzrayim shed so much Jewish blood, so when you have, Pesach is not on a Shabbos you're not allowed to do Melachas, even if it's Zochon Nefesh, or Tzorach HaYom Tzas, but on Yontif, Melachas Zochon Nefesh is Mutas, on a normal Pesach, that's not Chal B'Shabbos, so when you have the Charoisis, you should take red wine and pour some of the red wine in, so they have a little shtickle, a puddle of red wine there. If it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. That's Lisha, because the charoisis is ground up tiny particles, and you're going to pour in wine. It's going to get seep in and hold everything together some more. So you'll be in violation of Lisha the Yontif, a Lisha the Shabbos. But Lisha on Yontif, and Tzorach HaYom Tzas says Mutter, so you should add on red wine, Zecher L'dam. They reminisce about the fact that so much Jewish blood was spilled when the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim. then they say in Shulchan Aruch. But if you live in a period where there may possibly be an Alilas Hadam, a blood libel, so don't look for trouble, so don't pour any red wine in, just have the Zecher, the Tapuach, and Tapuach is the citrus fruit, and Zecher, the Tit should be thick. The Tosfos, Anad Gemara, quotes from the Gaonim, which other ingredients should you have in the Haroses? The Tosfos quotes from the Gaonim, here it's Kuk Tezayin Amud Aleph, you should use all of those fruits that are mentioned in Shir Hashirim that the Jewish people is compared to. So you should have, in addition to the Tapuach, you should have Kifelach Harima Rakose, you should have Rimonim, pomegranates, Atenu Chanta Fagel, you should have a fig, and then you should have Elibet Tomer, Tomer is a date, Aginus Egos Eradati, Egosim, you should have nuts, and Shkeidim Hashem Shishar Kadosh Baruch Hu Alaketz. So for many years, the Telzi Yeshiva in Cleveland used to send out in the mail a little package of charoses that was very dry. You had to pour in wine. You had to pour in some liquid. But it had all of these ingredients. This is the official ingredient that you're supposed to have. If you hold charoses is a mitzvah, do we paskan charoses is a mitzvah. So there's a stira between the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis and the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. Every so often, the Rambam changed his mind. The Pirush HaMishnayis was written earlier, and the Mishnah Torah was written later. So in the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam writes on this Tan Machlekes of Lezebel, Psorik Nachachamim, he says, we never have seen any Haggadah that has a bracha on Charoses Hashir Kedushonu B'mitzvah Yisavit Tzivonu al Achilos Charoses. Obviously, we have not accepted Rav Lezebel, Psorik's opinion, and we assume Charoses is not a mitzvah.
If the whole on the phone, she has the flu, she doesn't think she's even very able to go to the
Okay.
Does she start shiver now?
Yeah, she can't go, she starts shiver now.
If you can't go, you start shiver now.
I'll be finishing tonight.
Okay. Could you call in about 15 minutes?
I'll be finished with that.
Okay, call the hotel. Okay, bye-bye.
So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis, we have no Haggadah that has a Nusach HaBrocha al Achilas Charoses. Obviously, we have not accepted Rav Lezer Rav Tzodik's opinion. So we Paskan Charoses is not a mitzvah. It's only for medical purposes that we shouldn't get sick from eating the live worm. The Rambam, the Lech HaMishnah, in his commentary on the bottom of the page in the Rambam, shows that the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah changed his mind. And he says Charoses is a mitzvah. And the Rambam holds, not only do you dip the maror into the haroises, maybe it's for the purpose of killing the worm, but he says, you dip the karpas into the haroises, even though there are no worms in the karpas, and you dip the matzah in the haroises. And we don't understand, because in the Manishtana we say, we dip two times. The Rambam describes that you dip three times. He dipped the matzah in the charoses, and then you shake off all the charoses. He dipped the karpas in the charoses, again you shake it off. Then you dip the maror into each time you shake it off. The only thing you don't dip into the charoses is mancha beis hamikdash hayikayim. You don't dip the korban pesach into the charoses. The korban pesach eats separately. The Rambam holds the same. The Rambam says according to Hillel, kacha yosah Hillel hayikarech. So we have the girsa. Pesach, matzah, umaror, he ate all three together. That's how all the Rishonim had the girsa. That's what it says in Yerushalmi and Chala. If you do kricha like Hillel, you have to have a kazayis of matzah, kazayis of maror, and a kazayis of korban pesach, three kazayisim, and you're chewing it all at the same time. And the Rambam has the girsa, no, you eat the korban pesach separately. The kricha is only in the matzah and the matzah samroim yachlu. Matzah and the mor are eaten the kricha together. The korban pesach is eaten separately. So that's a pella according to the Rambam. Why do you say in the Manishtana, alayla zeh shtei pamim? It's not shtei pamim, it's three times. You dip all three, you dip the matzah and the karpas and the mor, all three. So that's a murder discussion. But the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah has accepted Rav Lezer Rav Tzodik's opinion that charoses is a mitzvah, but there's no bracha beside it. It's a question, how come there's no bracha? It's a good question. If it's a mitzvah, so Rav Soloveitchik gave an answer. The Rishonim give a different answer. So Rechi gave the following answer. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Chometz HaMatzah, when he gives you the Seder, he says, the Charoises is brought on the Charoises is Zechel Tapuach, Zechel Letit, and Mevim Osav Al HaShulchan B'Leili HaPesach. What do you mean, Mevim Osav Al HaShulchan? He's writing in Hilchas Pesach. He should have said that you dip the mar into the Charoises. He holds that it's the mitzvah really is to have haroses al shulchan. It's a zecher, so you only dip the mar in to conjure up in your mind a zecher le tapuach, or a zecher le tit, or a zecher le dam, the three kavanas for a blessed baptism. So the mitzvah is fulfilled by machshava, just to reminisce about something. You have to have it on the table. You have to dip something into it that it should be mitzuruf with the meal. But the really, according to the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, it's not really a mitzvah to dip, and it's not really a mitzvah to eat the charoses. Just a mitzvah. He describes mevim osav al shulchan b'leil haPesach. You should have it in the meal on the table to be able to reminisce zecher letit, zecher letapuach, and zecher ledam. So since there's no ma'aseh hamitzvah, there's no ma'aseh mesuim of a mitzvah. So there's no bracha. Let's say I move into an apartment that has mezuzahs. So the Magen has already mezuzahs from the previous tenant. So the Magen Avraham says you recite a bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvah tzivanu ladur b'bayis sheyesh bo mezuzah. So in Pischei Tshuva, in the end of Yeridei Hilchas Mezuzah, Pischei Tshuva quotes the Chidor, disagrees with that Magen Avraham. All the Achrayim disagree. They say there's no such thing. You don't say a bracha when you're the kaima mitzvah, unless you're doing a maisa mitzvah. The one who nails the mezuzah on the door, let's say, I'm not up to climbing up, I don't feel well, I have to lay in bed. I guess my next door neighbor, do me a favor, nail on the mezuzah. So the next door neighbor is doing a mitzvah, Bidus Chasan is doing me a toivah. But he's not yotze the mitzvah, mezuzah, I'm yotze the mitzvah. But nonetheless, he says the bracha, the one who nails on the mezuzah is doing the maisa mitzvah. He says the bracha lekvaya mezuzah, shekishanim mitzvah. The one who does the maisa mitzvah says the bracha. The one who has the kiyam mitzvah, but is not doing the maisa mitzvah of kviyas mezuzah, doesn't say any bracha at all. So that's where they disagree with the Magen Avraham. I move into a house that has mezuzahs from the previous Jewish tenant. I say a bracha, shekishanim, loda babai sheyesh bo mezuzah. That's very difficult. There's no mitzvah, loda babai is a mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah is kviyas mezuzah. If the mezuzah is on, so you're yotze mitzvah without any maisa mitzvah. So no bracha is recited. So Lechik had a lot of rias to that, you say, that you only recite the brachas on mitzvah when you do a maisa mitzvah. If you have a kiyam on mitzvah without a maisa mitzvah, you don't recite the bracha. So that's what Rabbi Lechik thought. Why there's no bracha on karpas, on charoses, because charoses, the kiyam on mitzvah is b'machshava. Zecher letapuch and zecher ledam, it's not a mitzvah to eat the charoses. Mevim osav al shulchan b'leil haPesach. The tour and other rishonim say a different reason why. The Gemara has on the last daf, the very last daf from Sochem Kuf Chof Aleph, the Gemara assumes at least according to Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Gemara said just like there's a din of ikir and tofel by Brichas Hanenin, you say a bracha on the ikir and you say the tofel. Just like there's a din of ikar and tofel and brichas hanenen, so too there's a din of ikar and tofel and mitzvahs. If you're doing two mitzvahs and one is tofel to the other, the Rabbi Shmuel says you bring a chagigas arba osor on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot and Shavuot Shulgon. You have to bring a korban chagiga. You bring three korbanos, ria chagiga simcha. So the chagiga has to be bought on Yom Tov. But there's an addition to that chagiga. That's a din deraisa. The chagosim also chag l'Hashem. You bring a shalmei chagigi, you have to shecht it and makrev it on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed. But in addition to that, din deraisa chagiga of Sholosh Regalim, the chagos mosel chag l'Hashem, there's a din of chagiga sarba osar, that's only required mid the rabbanah. A shlomim is a shlomim, chagiga is a shlomim. It's a karbim and a Torah. But the requirement to bring it is only that the pescha should be nechal ala sova. So the chagiga sarba osar is a tuffle to the karbim pesach. So Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is, just like there's a din of ikar and tofel b'rachas hanenin, b'rachalika patas ha-tvelo, so if you said a bracha al achilas ha-pesach, you don't have to recite a bracha on achilas because it's a nikra and a tofa. So a lot of Rishonim say, the Torah and others say, no bracha is recited on the
Charoses,
even if you all like Rav Lezmer Absodi, because it's a nikra and a tofa. It's a tofa to the morer. He's supposed to dip the morer. According to the Rambam, he's supposed to dip the matzah also. He's supposed to dip the karpas also. But it's a tuffle to another mitzvah. So since it's not the ikar mitzvah, it's a tuffle to the matzah, a tuffle to the maror. And you're saying a bracha on the matzah, you're saying a bracha on the maror. So there's no need to recite a bracha on the tuffle. The Mishnah, however, quotes there in the last daf, Kuf Chafal, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is the one who says that you have ikar and tuffle by mitzvahs. That's a little unclear. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the whole idea. No such thing as ikar and tuffle. No mitzvah is tuffle. Every mitzvah is an ikar. Or maybe he just disagrees here. Maybe he holds this is not a tuffle. Maybe he holds that the chagiga is not a tuffle to the Korban Pesach. So that's a question, the bodily with you. Rishonim question, how do you read Rabbi Akiva's shita? But at least Rabbi Shmuel says beferish like that, that there's a din of ikar and tuffle in mitzvahs, just like there's a din of ikar and tuffle and Bichas Hanenin as well. Every year, Rav Soloveitchik used to say over different biurim in the Haggadah, so he used to say over a lot from the Maisa Nisim Haggadah, from the Nesivis. So one of the things that I remember he said over was, we recite our Ami Avodah, and we give the additional levels of interpretation that the Torah Shabbat Peh gives in these psukim. So one of the psukim it says, "Vanitzakal Hashem Elokei Avoseinu v'yeshem v'miskaleinu v'yaros enyeinu v'samaleinu v'slachatzeinu." In Moshe Ne'emar, so what does it say in the pasuk? We prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he listened to our prayers, and he redeemed us. So we say, "K'moshe Ne'emar." Vayi b'yamim harabim heim, vayomis melech mitzrayim, vayonch men Yisrael men avoda, vayizokul, v'altal shavos ha-melech v'alekin min ha-avoda. What was added by adding that pasuk? What was added? So the Maaseh Nisim HaGadol quotes, if I'm not mistaken, I think he quotes that Bar Benel, that the truth of the matter is B'nai Yisrael didn't know how to daven. They didn't know what davening was all about. And the pasuk says, vayomis melech mitzrayim, they were moaning and groaning and krechzik from the Koshi Hashibud. Considered the moaning and the groaning as if we were davening, but we never really davened. So that's the additional level of interpretation. The Pshuto Shal Mikra and the Pasuk in Mikra become Anitzik Al Hashem Ayish Mashem Es Kolenu. We daven the Rabban Shalom listen to our prayers. He says we didn't daven. Rav Soloveitchik used to quote the Zohar that the Lashon, the Tefillah, was begolos when they were in Mitzrayim. They didn't know how to daven. They didn't know how to daven. So it brings to mind now in Eretz Yisrael such an Eis Tzora. There's so many secular Jews in Eretz Yisrael. They were not brought up with anything of religious observance. They don't know how to daven. But now they realize that there are nisim. There are nisim happening. So many rockets were sent to Eretz Yisrael, and there was hardly any damage at all. Mamish nisim, kemat anes nigla. Maybe it is a nes nigla. I don't know. So many nisim. So they're saying things that are almost like tefillas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barov Rachamav should consider it as if we all davened. Even the religious Jews that know how to daven, we're not davening enough. We have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should help the Israeli army, should make nisim gluyim. You're not allowed to ask for a nes, nigla, but on behalf of Klal Yisrael, the post can say you are allowed to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make nisim gluyim. It should be clear to everyone that that B'nai Yisrael Aliyam HaNivchar, that the Bari Olam gave Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people, and that these Palestinian terrorists are shekel v'chazav, everything they say, and they're mamish rishoyim arurim, and everything should be goli lako. You have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the religious Jews don't know how to daven. We have to learn how to daven. Okay, should all be blessed with a good niyantav, and believe that after yantav, we'll continue what we were learning before, to Orachaim, the end of Hilchas Mariv and Hilchas Hamapil, and then we'll go to the end of Chelek Dalet in Mishneh Berurah Bat Dinei and Rosh Chodesh and Dinei Halel. Agut Niyam.
Rebbe, I wanted to thank you for remembering my father's Baalei Bracha in Sunday Shir from the Sefer Aniyar.
Shlomo Appel, you quoted from his father.
Yeah, sure. I was on the Zoom. I wasn't in the Shir, but I heard it on the Zoom, so I really appreciate it.
A very strong Sefer. Wow.
Okay, a good Shantif, Rebbe.
Rebbe, if you bake matzah shaloi l'shma, stam matzah shaloi l'shma shaloi l'shem matzah mitzvah, so you can't be yotzei at the seder with that. So you could eat that on Erev Pesach.
No, the Rishon and the Baalei HaTosfos say even though it's not kosher for the mitzvah, but it tastes exactly the same. Some of them say you may, but most of them say not, because it tastes exactly the same as the regular matzah. Just you didn't do the l'shma. So you're you're not going to eat the matzah l'teyovim. Yeah, ashira tastes differently. Uh-huh. That's good. Matzah mevusheles, that's a matzah ashira. So then you're going to eat it l'teyovim. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Chakoshev sameach.
Chakoshev sameach.
Amen.
Thank you, Chakoshev sameach.